schedule. So we just sort of did it on the fly. And originally when we decided to go on this trip, we thought we'd be gone for about 6 to 7 weeks. So obviously along the way, we found a lot of interesting things to occupy our time, and ended up stretching the trip out to 3 months. So,
wow. Yeah. How'd you get so much time off of work? I know, Christy, in the first part of your blog, you mentioned not working anymore.
Yep, I left my job.
Left your job. Was that just because of the pending trip coming up?
Because of the trip and because of some other things that Sean and I wanted to do. And Sean kind of runs his own business, and so I'm sort of helping him with that at the moment. So.
Oh, okay. So that gives you a forge in the time.
Yeah, sort of do like freelance corporate work, commercials and that sort of thing. So like we were kind of at a stage of our lives where we could set aside some time and take this kind of trip. And I think, you know, 2 years, 5 years in the future, we wouldn't have that opportunity. And I do believe when you have an opportunity, you have to jump on it. You know, I mean, you just, it's the carpe diem philosophy. Right. You just have to go for it. And we did. And I think we're really happy that we did.
Yeah.
You said in some of the last few entries of your blog is, you know, you go and tell your friends this is what you're going to be doing and how crazy they think you are. And I've got a lot of friends that think I'm crazy just because I'm an Airstream nut anyway.
Right.
Now that you're back and you have the stories and stuff, do your friends see it in a different light? Or, you know, that kind of a question is... You know, would you do it again?
I think we'd definitely do it again. I would do it again. Would
absolutely.
It again?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd absolutely do it again.
She's a keeper, Sean.
She is the keeper. She's like very, very tolerant and supportive, you know. Of course, ironically, I think it was Christy's the one who really sort of brought me to the RV dealerships to start looking. You know, it was probably 2 years ago we started looking. And we went to this local RV lot that had 200 RVs on it, and they had like two Airstreams. And we looked at everything from the huge motor homes down, you know, to the pop-up campers, and what stood out to us were the Airstreams. And so it was like the one, it was just something I could see us owning and really enjoying. You know, for some reason, there's something about an Airstream, to me, it's both vintage and futuristic at the same time. Like somehow, like I look at an Airstream sometimes, I think it looks like a UFO that just landed or something. you look at it, and it would be quite appropriate in the 1930s or the 1940s. And that, to me, is what's kind of really cool and timeless about them. But it was really Christy's initiative that got us looking originally. And then when we decided to take the plunge this year, you know, it just sort of snowballed into becoming our honeymoon.
Yeah.
So we'd definitely do it again. And just because we're currently on, shall we say, hiatus, I mean, we're having a couple things done to our Airstream, and we're going to be back out on the road pretty soon just a couple of weeks.
Right.
So. I was just going to say, answering your question about friends, you know, that they thought we were kind of crazy beforehand, I think most people would be interested in doing something like this, but I think a lot of people are nervous about doing something like this because it definitely takes you out of your comfort zone. And I think a lot of people are really attached to their stuff, you know? And so to go on a trip like this means you have to, you know, sort of get away from a lot of things. You know, you're not going to have your car, and you're not going to have your, you know, espresso machine or your bathtub or, you know, whatever. And so I think for a lot of people, that's sort of maybe what holds them back from doing this sort of trip. Now, I'm not saying the three-month thing, because I know a lot of people have jobs where they can't do that, but I'm just saying as far as travel in an Airstream or camper in general, to a lot of people, I think, you know, the creature comfort compromise to them is something, you know, that might hold them back. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that was going to be kind of towards my next question, because, you know, I full-timed it from 98 to 2000 or so in the 34 footer, and you hear Rich Luer and Eleanor on the Airstream Life Tour of America. You have to watch what you have. You can't get a lot of things, and so you when you do go back to a house, you look and you downsize some because you don't need everything.